and may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number. Did I give that out?
No.
1-800-LOVE-191. I think I did give that out.
Maybe you did.
Tim Long and Matt Selman are here tonight. They're both veteran writers from the best show on television, The Simpsons. Very consistent.
You've gone up from the best comedy on television to the best show on television now, yes? Yeah,
well, the best comedy is the best show on TV.
I see. Okay, all right. Yeah,
I'm a huge fan. True. Tell the guys what a fan I am of The Simpsons.
Crazy, nutty. Like he gets in fights with his mom about it regularly.
Well,
one
yeah.
big fight.
Well, because she likes Murphy Brown, or she liked Murphy Brown. Here's the argument I got into with my mom. You guys can use this on your mom. Although I don't know if you dislike your mom like I dislike
haven't
your mom.
Spoken in years, but okay.
All right. Well, when you do speak again, I said to my mom, I said, Simpsons, best show on TV. She said, pain in the ass. She said, well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion. But if someone else likes Murphy Brown, then who are you to tell them that this is a better show? And first off, here's what I don't like. We accept that there's experts on wine and opera and cigars. Why can't I be a comedy expert? Can't one of us be a comedy expert? I mean, this is what we do. This is all we do. How come we're not experts?
So anyway, she went
How
on.
How come our opinion's not worth more than my mom's?
Stay with that story.
That's true.
Yeah, we're experts.
Yeah, your mom is objectively wrong.
Yes.
Objectively,
so
yes.
I would say she's stupid.
She's stupid.
Wow.
Just close to dropping the B word on mom. So mom says, look, so if someone likes, you know, Murphy Brown and you like this, that's their opinion. You can't take that away from them. And I said, look, if somebody likes, you know, Monet and somebody likes dogs playing poker, it's not that they have a difference of opinion. It's that the person that likes dogs playing poker is an asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
Like your mom.
Yes, that bitch. I'm going to kill her.
And somebody's an expert. Somebody knows good.
Manny Monet over here. The expert. So anyway,
Adam
I was...
He's the Clement Greenberg of comedy.
That's right, Drew. Look that up. I was on... I know where I was when I saw the first Simpsons,
really?
By the way.
Wow,
yes.
That's interesting. Whoa, knew where the Challenger blew up?
That's right.
Masturbating.
That's right.
That's,
I was home...
That's just playing the odds.
Napping or masturbating. No, I was actually in San Francisco staying at a friend's house for a week, and it came on. I
a
thought
friend's
this is
house?
Innovative that he was renting
okay.
with
You're
three
gay.
Other roommates.
All right, there we go.
I thought this is innovative television, and have never been disappointed.
Was it on the Tracy Ullman show, or was it the actual?
Well, I mean, I saw them on the Tracy Ullman show. Come on, Drew, don't steal
I'm just,
my thunder.
Just curious.
But I have my favorite Simpson episodes, and I want to hear your favorite Simpson episodes. And Drew, if you have one as well,
my kid
or
watches
two as
my
well.
Kids watch The Simpsons every day.
It's good.
They
makes
TiVo
them smart.
It, they watch. That's kind of the way I look at it. I have a little bit of a mixed feeling about it. Some of the nuanced references are a little
it's a little salty.
PG-13. Yeah. But if they keep up with it, I think it's a good mind exercise.
It seems to get filthier every year.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's what the kids want. So now, Drew, do you have one that
I like
you like?
I like the one where, is it Mr. Burns saves someone from the burning house, and Homer talks about how the strongest thing in the... Mr. Burns says the strongest thing is somebody's heart.
I think that was a King of Queens, actually.
No, yeah, that was a Murphy Brown,
and
you
then
asshole.
Homer said, how about my wiener?
All right, Drew, you've clearly not seen the show. You can't...
All right, the Loch Ness Monster.
You can't... Which one?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, sure.
Solid. Okay. Not, no Homer steals cable.
How about when Homer is the human cannon man that gets the cannonball
sure.
shot into him at the rock concert?
Another good one. That was good, the Lollapalooza tour.
Oh, no, the famous one. Favorite one is Flaming Moe.
Flaming Moe. Yeah, solid. I like when Homer had to become morbidly obese in order to get out of his job.
Yeah, king-size Homer. That's
king-size
killer.
Homer.
How about hungry Homer when he has to lose? He has a starvation strike because the baseball team is moving.
Those shows are opposite.
I like that one.
I always like the stealing cable one. That's an old one. I guess I'm dating my Simpsons knowledge here, but I like Duff Gardens a lot too. So it's
there's some great Halloween ones too.
Yeah, and all the Halloween ones are great, which they inexplicably rerun in June and July
throughout the year,
oftentimes. But now let me ask you guys this: if somebody's listening to this show, I mean, the world of you know, people sort of probably know more about getting into entertainment in front of the camera than they do behind the camera, or at least how to go about it. I mean, if they're going to go, but they take headshots, get an agent, go to an acting class. But how do you become a writer?
Just be breathtakingly lucky and like have no other skills, I think, are the two main things.
Oh, but you're being modest. This takes work. This takes ability.
What'd you do?
Well,
yeah.
People ask me, like, you know, how do I write a script that they'll like at The Simpsons? I say it's easy. Be great.
That's it.
Just be great. Don't be funny. Just be great.
Well, when did you, let's say, realize that you wanted to write or that you could write?
Someday I would like to realize that.
is each script written by a single writer or is it collaborative?
It's the first draft is written by a writer and then it gets torn all to hell by the rest of the writers.
It's obscenely collaborative. Rewrites would blow your mind. Scripts, everything changes four or five times.
That
everything.
Makes sense. I mean, the nuances are so amazing.
And the thing too I was just thinking about is how as a writer, especially when you're collaborating with groups of people, you have to have almost no ego. I mean, you have to have a ton of ego in the sense that you think your work should be seen by millions of people, but then no ego when it starts getting cut to pieces.
You kind of have to have this attitude that, like, here are, like, 13 incredibly funny people, and they're, like, loading my script up with jokes, but my name's going to be on it.
Which ones have been your guys' primary scripts?
We wrote one together with a couple other guys a few years ago, which was kind of a Behind the Music parody called Behind the Laughter, which...
won us an Emmy.
Yeah, a little thing called... Everyone's got an Emmy.
Oh, seven... Wait a minute. Who's been nominated seven times for an Emmy?
I've been nominated seven times, and I've lost, and I've lost, and I've lost, and kind of lucked into it twice.
And, Matt's been nominated for seven, too? Oh, no, been writing for 7 years. Sorry, two Emmys. Yes?
We've won two.
One, two.
Nominated for four.
Yeah.
Nominated for a Writers Guild Award. Tim's never had that.
No.
But nominated for a Golden Globe.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Now, was there Letterman... Tim, were you on
Letterman? I was on Letterman for 3 years before I came to The Simpsons.
Is he a pain in the ass?
He's awesome, you know?
Is he?
Yeah.
I can't decide if this guy's a pain in the ass or not.
He is, you know, everyone's unique and beautiful and interesting, but he's extremely unique and beautiful and interesting.
Tim's Letterman
fascinating
stories,
man.
They make him a hit of any dinner party.
Well, I mean, the thing about... Okay, here's what most people don't realize, is that these guys who do late night... are bizarre guys.
Jimmy included?
Yeah, Jimmy is. I mean, but Jimmy's in a very generous and nice way.
Yes.
You know, you have to sort of have a non-human quality in order to interact with millions of people in their bedroom every night at 11:30. There's got to be a part of you. Well, look at it this way. If you took 1,000 people and asked them all if they wanted to step up on that stage, sit behind the mic, interview a half-drunk rapper who just got out of prison and do it every night for an hour, they would rather wrestle alligators for a living, right?
Most of them.
So the one guy who says, I'd like to do this every night, has got to be a little bit screwed up. Doesn't necessarily make him a bad guy.
Well, that goes for show business in
general. That goes for show business in general. But Letterman struck me as one of the more screwed up, sort of self-loathing, but screwed up out of all the guys.
He pushes himself really hard, but, you know, he also pushes everyone else around him really hard. You know, he's present company excluded, of course. He's like the funniest guy going ever.
Oh, God
Next
bless
to Dr.
You.
Drew, yeah, he's the funniest right. guy I have ever met in my entire life.
Your answers are very... well thought out.
I got to think about this.
All I know is I did Letterman once, and I heard for weeks before I did it, I must have heard, Dave doesn't like it when you fill in the blank 1,000 times. Like, just everyone, don't do that. Don't establish. It was almost like a game warden explaining what happens if a Kodiak bear comes sniffing around your camp. Like, don't establish eye contact with him. If he thinks you're trying to dominate him, it'll anger him. And no sudden movements, and sort of look down at your feet and keep your food up in the tree. Like, I was like, isn't this guy supposed to be a comedian, and aren't we supposed to be hanging out and having a laugh?
Anderson warned us about you the same way.
Oh, please. I'm a pussycat. Pussycat. All right. Drew, you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, Mr. Thank Pussycat. You. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir, Mr. Grohl.
Okay, but Drew, and all you know, we did a couple hundred, 300, 400 late night show episodes ourselves.
Right.
Did anyone? I never talked to any guests or told them what to do or explained
no.
how they
oh,
had to
our?
Do it.
No. No. No.
And you didn't even know who was coming out on the show.
No. No.
Drew was great. Drew was so out of it. He didn't know the name of the guest that was on Love Line.
And what difference does it make? I would have no idea who they were anyway.
I know, but it was always funny when Drew would go. Their Mac 10 would be sitting there next to Bobo from Cypress Hill, and Drew would go, "Hey, I completely agree with our." And he'd go, "I agree with," and he'd look at both of them, and he'd pause, and he'd go, "Our guest." That's when I knew he didn't know.
Oh dear.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, MTV. Oh, I'd like to. You know, I'd really like to get a list of people that were on that show. Just
there were some amazing, interesting people. I was thinking.
Yeah,
about
but there most of them were just complete washouts.
Yeah, yeah, most of them.
Okay, let's hop to the phones and speak to Jessica, who's 23. Jessica.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
I have a question.
All right.
Okay. I have a vibrator that my boyfriend bought me, and I can only reach an orgasm just with a vibrator, and there's, like, no other way I could get one. If he goes down on me, like, nothing. And I was wondering, like...
Is the vibrator the first way you ever had an orgasm?
Yes, it is.
And how long have you been doing it this way?
Tim's got about 2 weeks.
I love her.
How long?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. You've had 2 weeks of orgasms.
Yes, I have.
With
all right.
The vibrator. You never had orgasms before that.
No.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to figure out ways to incorporate that into what you're doing with your boyfriend.
Yeah, we've.
That's all you got to do. That's,
yeah. Everything's fast good. Forward to. Drew said I had to put this in your ass. Serious, he did. Incorporate means rectally ingest.
No,
does it not?
I mean, use it. To your advantage during sex. You're probably not going to have orgasm other ways.
Okay, because we've done it during... We've used it, like, during sex, but without it, you know, we can't do it. I can't get one at all.
That's fine.
All right, use it.
You're ahead of the game. You're 23.
That's fine.
Most women can't have an orgasm during sex, period.
There's no... Yeah. There's no shame. There's no shame in that.
Okay.
You understand? It's like a guy using a GPS in a car. All right, so I'll tell you, turn this way, turn that. It's a little technology aiding an outcome, but that's fine.
The outcome
if he's
is
secure, yeah, yeah. If he's secure, all you just got to arrive safe and alive, right?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't care. But here's what I can't understand is I've this vibrator thing. Like you would think, and this is how it would work for men, which is. If a woman really enjoys a vibrator, and Lord knows a lot of them do, you think, well,
Lord
great.
Knows.
I am going to use the vibrator and my tongue or and my penis or and my hand, and we're going to double down on the good times.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it throws the focus off, and they're unable to whatever.
Although sometimes you can use the penis in there.
The penis and the vibrator?
Mm.
Yeah, if the woman gets to be at the helm of the joystick.
That's
if she gets the yoke...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, the guy's useless.
But even then, it becomes overwhelming oftentimes. So you guys have feelings about this?
I feel like people can hear me blush.
It sounds like it's
not on the radio or anything.
This is awesome.
It's a good problem to have, right?
Sure, yeah. She can
too many orgasms.
Sure.
Yeah, but this is...
But the same thing about women is now she feels defective because...
She is.
I can't... No, she's ahead of her peers.
Yeah. He should be stoked. Pressure's off.
She should be exactly. Thank
you.
I'm just saying, most women who can have an orgasm with a vibrator, half those women, I should say, cannot have the orgasm with the vibrator and their man.
That's true.
It becomes overwhelming.
They can't get it right.
All I'm saying is, this is how men and women are different. Like, if there was some magical orifice that felt like 1,000 kitten pads on your penis simultaneously, and a woman said, what if you stick your penis through this magical orifice, and then when it gets the other side, my mouth will be waiting for it. You would be like, I'm sorry.
You read my spec script that got me on The Simpsons.
That was a Frasier.
Right.
Those weren't women.
The point is This would just make you orgasm. You wouldn't go, oh, this is overwhelming.
No,
I can't concentrate.
No.
You would want to use it every time.
Well, surely women don't overthink sex. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're saying that, Adam, I'm walking off this show.
No, I'm not. Matt.
Jonathan.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Wow, this is a big night for me because I'm a long time Loveline fan and also a super Simpsons fan. So
oh, big night.
Cool.
Big night for me, yeah. I'm calling because I do some impersonations.
Oh, boy.
Simpsons characters and my favorite Loveline drops.
All right. Well, we got 2 hours. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Smithers, who is that man? Why, that's Homer Simpson, sir. Sector 7G. Smithers, eh?
No. Now, the Smithers, Burns is a little weak.
Smithers was better, yeah.
Smithers better than Burns.
Let me try this other Smithers-Burns combo. It's from the Malibu Stacy show.
All right. I remember he was the president of the Malibu Stacy Collector Club, right?
That's right.
Smithers
and
was.
Goes to the house,
was,
and they're about to use his computer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a screensaver of Mr. Burns coming out of the shower wearing a towel.
Right.
So the screensaver says, "Hello, Smithers, you turn me on." And Smithers says to Lisa, "You should probably ignore that."
Yeah, again, another stronger fine Smithers. Example of your stronger Smithers and weaker Burns.
Okay, let me move
you
on.
You
want to
go for third? Or
I'm a big boy.
That's what Burns says. All right, so what's your next one?
How about Marge? Here we go. "Marge, you'll always be my special little guy. Now come give your mom a big hug."
That's pretty good.
No, that's not good.
I live for stuff like this. We're living the dream here.
It's actually better that it's kind of comically bad, though.
Man. Adam.
Do an Adam drop.
I can't do Adam, unfortunately. Well, all right, listen, Drew. Stop giving me that attitude.
You're right. No one can do him.
No, that's horrible. Only Gilbert Gottfried. He's not trying.
Dr. Drew's a born sound physician.
That's Jimmy. Jimmy can do it too. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah.
What do you do? What's your livelihood?
Right now I'm a psychologist.
Right now.
No, you're not.
I am.
Where?
In San Diego.
Working on whom?
At the university.
Really?
I wouldn't lie to you, Adam.
These are screwed up college kids that you're dealing with?
No, I'm actually in research. I'm not a clinical psychologist.
All right.
And what so there's some big addiction labs down there, George Coob.
Yeah,
that's right.
Who are you working with?
I'm in the psychology department. There's a Professor Pashler, Sal Pashler.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah, it's not drug-related.
Yeah.
All right, good times. Is it San Diego State?
No, UC
San Diego.
All right, well, that's a real school.
Yeah, you got to come visit me when you come down to San Diego.
All right.
How about some Loveline drops? Can I try those?
I thought you were trying those.
No, that was my Simpson drop.
Real quick.
Yeah. I'm calling about my PECA.
All right, that's pretty weak.
One more.
My questions are going to my PECA.
Yeah.
Crank anchors.
Let's hear it.
Crank anchor.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Stay with psychology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay with psychology?
Yeah. That's right.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good times.
Bye.
Keep making those Rorschachs and working on the... what is that where they measure your skull? Phrenology?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Is that still around?
No.
I can see that maybe come back.
He sucks.
I was watching a TV show, and they were talking about leeches and maggots. Maggots were making a nice comeback mm-hmm. on wounds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. I mean, does it freak you out a little bit?
Beats going in there with a knife and scraping it every morning. That's what we used to do.
Really? Mm-hmm. But still the maggots? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Would that freak you guys out if a doctor put a handful of maggots on a wound of yours to
clean
it out?
Fair to say
yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They will. They'll only eat dead flesh. So,
mm-hmm.
But what if old chain starts, like you start getting gecko lizards start crawling around eating the maggots,
an ecosystem develops. Yeah, that's kind of gross. Yeah,
and you get like a sloth that comes around going after. You know what I mean? Eventually,
yeah,
gets up
or something. Yeah.
No, I mean it gets up to like a Tyrannosaurus or whatever. I don't know what's at the top right now. Noah.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right,
I have a question. When I masturbate, like, the first time I pee after that, it kind of, like, hurts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How long after you're done do you pee?
Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
That's pretty much normal.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, I have another question real fast, if that's okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you know those energy drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, like, limit 4 cans or something. If I drink more than that, is there going to be a problem?
I'm imagining most of them have like ephedra in it or caffeine, and yeah, that could be a problem.
What? There could be a problem?
Yeah, not a good
what?
Idea.
What? You got to drink 5 cans a day of like Ripped Fuel 5000 or whatever that stuff? Like, what? That stuff's all, you know, stuff they have at the gym, you mean? The stuff's like a sort of day glow green and.
I think that's what it means.
I feel like these two questions aren't unrelated.
Yeah. Maybe the urine pain is because he's been drinking too much of that like Pro Max Ripped Fuel muscle building.
Just
hey, Noah?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't sound interested in your own question. We do. Thanks for laughing, guys. We do have it.
Adam's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look how notice how the peanut gallery laughs.
Adam,
look at those faces.
Adam
look at
is hilarious. I mean, he thinks The Simpsons is good, but yeah. I just TiVo'd all the Man shows and watched them all.
It's one of the few guys that we don't hate.
That show is fantastic. The Man show is really funny.
Oh, thanks. And you do as a comedian, you have to loathe other comedians,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
I don't know why that is.
But I remember we have a mutual friend, Adam and I, and I remember he said he and Jimmy were going to do a show called The Man Show, and I'm like, that's going to be awful. And then I watch it, and it's just nonstop hilarious remotes, and they're out there, and joke, tons of comedy, hilarious show.
And having worked on the Letterman show, man. I watched that show, and it's exhausting how much stuff you guys did. You did like four remotes.
A lot of work.
And, yeah.
A lot of work.
But it's just a franchise, though. They could plug anyone into those.
No.
They're going to do it. And watch. It'll be a huge feat.
All right. Well, thank you.
So welcome.
I was making
those kissing noises because I meant them.
Coming from the Simpsons boys, it's high praise because I'm a huge fan of that.
I was just bragging the other day about that thing where you had those dumb girls eating the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, the chocolate diet.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
And the boy. Who doesn't love the Man Show Boy?
MSB. The Man Show Boy. What a delight. So first parents have to show up at every softball game. His dad gets drunk and shows up at every softball game and has to pitch. And no one knows who he is. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Drew, you got anything?
No.
Anyone you
want
to talk to?
No.
We got Tim Long and Matt Selman both here from The Simpsons, both veteran writers on what I think is the best show on television. And by the way, after, 11 seasons, 12 seasons? How many seasons
13,
are we on?
13, maybe?
13?
Mm-hmm. 15.
Yeah, 15,
wow.
Yeah.
15. Oh, my God.
No, it's not 15.
We're writing 15 now.
Oh, really? Yeah. We're on season 14?
14 finished, just finished.
Isn't that incredible?
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
I guess it is. Still, by the way, doing real well in the ratings. I was just looking at some ratings breakdown thing today. I mean, what the hell's going into its 15th season that's still up in the top, whatever the top echelon is? I don't know if it's top 10 or top 5 or whatever it is on any given night, but it's doing extremely well.
That's amazing.
I mean, as well as it has, is it doing as well as it's ever done?
It actually picked up a little bit this year, actually. I think I don't understand any of this stuff, but all those corporate guys care about the demos and stuff, and we were, like, number one in the demo last week
week we were the number one 18 to 34 of ever, and it was a rerun.
What was the show?
It was Homer takes over the nuclear plant, deposes Burns, and Burns gets back.
You know another one I love, Don? I love it when the Germans bought the power plant from Burns. Oh! The casino. Burns opens the casino. That was,
is that the one where the Indians run?
No.
That's crazy talk.
No, that's another casino one.
We've covered the same ground a few times.
We're going to take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tim Long and Matt Selman are both here tonight. Both veteran writers for The Simpsons. And if you took the Emmys that these two had and you put them together in one room, it would be four or five combined, right? No, maybe more. Nominated many times. And Emmys. I mean, that's nice. Hey, you have them up too. Put them up on the bookshelf.
Yeah, I got them up. Sure.
Yeah, chicks dig that, right?
Less than you'd think, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you know, whatever.
People who come to your house to like fix stuff love them the most.
Right.
Really?
Like the termite guy or the plumber.
Yeah, the cool guy from Gardena. He just like can't get enough of it.
The termite guy had a great idea for a show where Homer becomes a termite guy.
I always like when people do that.
Sure. It's like
weave their own miserable life.
I got an idea. Homer, like, goes to the store and goes nuts. Like, that's always, like, that's my idea.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Well, it's better, like the man show. It's always great when people, like, when you do the man show, it's worse. You have guys coming up with, like, teardrop tattoos going,
yeah.
You guys are funny. You should do one where you, like, go out and like, stab women. They sort of think the show is us going out.
Yeah, this comedy is what I am.
Physically beating women up.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what we're going for. Emily?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 18. What's happening?
My boyfriend and I had a threesome with a friend of ours last night, or rather an acquaintance of ours, and I was wondering how we should go about talking to her about it again. Like, we're going to run into her, and I don't know, I had a good time, he had a good time, so I was wondering if, you know, it's something that we should pursue again, or what I should say to her. I don't think it should be awkward, you know?
How did it finish up? I mean, beside him. but I mean, how, you know, when you're done, like when you're mopping up, you know, during the cool down lap, what were you guys talking about?
We all went home, and then we said, okay, you know, we'll go out to eat tomorrow. And we called her today, and she was busy, so.
She's a little freaked out.
She might have been. Yeah. I don't know. She's just kind of whorish.
All right. And was.
She's whorish?
Yeah, I don't know. She's.
Couple questions. You don't mind exposing yourself to whatever, you know, whatever might.
Well, hold on. Who are you, Heloise? I mean, you're deep in there too, right?
Oh, you know it, dude. Oh.
So
no. I never meet these women.
No,
never.
Well,
ever.
You do. You just don't know it.
Oh, okay.
They don't care. They don't care about Emmys.
Are you in a committed relationship with your boyfriend? Not really.
Sort of, not really.
Yeah.
No.
All right. There you go.
And do you? Sounds like you like this girl.
Do I like this girl? Yeah, I think she's great. She's fun to hang out with. She's hot.
But, I mean, you sound like you're sort of bucking for this threesome even more than your boyfriend. Drew, please. Yeah?
I'm just curious what she'll say. You know, I think I might want to, you know, figure out some sort of way to convince her or whatnot.
But why don't you just have a thing with her?
Yeah, why don't you just take off alone with her?
You're a lesbian.
Drew,
please. Well, see, that was my idea. That was the original plan, but then he got kind of... Yeah, wanted in on that.
Do you
want to
dissect her or just let it go?
I don't know. Emily?
Yeah?
So, how old's your boyfriend?
He's 25.
What's he do? Something with a forklift?
He designs websites, actually.
Aha! With a forklift.
Porn sites?
No, he's a web designer.
Son of a bitch. All right. And why aren't you more serious about him?
Because he's a web designer. Because he runs around doing whatever he wants with his life, and
but you're
exactly,
you're
you know,
here's the
me to having a real relationship with him.
But you, all right, he's an alcoholic.
Are you an alcoholic?
No.
You don't do a lot of drugs and stuff.
No, I don't really drink. I don't do drugs. I mean, I smoke pot for a while, but I don't anymore.
Yeah.
And
I
so you're not into this guy because he's not into you, right?
Well, I suppose you might be able to put it that way.
You're fat.
So Drew, please. Is Drew right?
Huh?
Are you a big gal?
No, I'm really small. I'm like 5'3".
Are you hot?
So I hear.
Oh, and what about the other girl? She's hot too?
She's pretty hot.
Oh, ever seen an Emmy?
Yeah. Me. I felt bad.
I have a bigger house than Tim does.
Yeah, there's
more market value.
Did he get to have sex with both of you?
No, he only had sex with me. He didn't actually have sex with her because she was on her period.
Ooh. That's a gamer.
Wow.
He went down on me and he had sex with me while she was, you know, making out with me or whatnot.
No, wait a minute. He went down on... What did he do?
No, she went down on me, and then later on, he was having sex with me while I was, you know, making out with her or whatnot.
Did he get any oral from her?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a fairly empty threesome for him. This is...
Adam, I would like to make a distinction that I think is important here. If I may interject.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is not a threesome. This is a two-on-one.
Right.
There's an important, which I think is an important distinction that needs to be made in the world. It was both of them on her.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not a threesome.
That's a very good point,
yes.
Counselor.
Well put.
Yes, that makes sense. All right,
that's
so...
That's sort of why she held it together, too. This guy, he didn't get all jealous about this guy
right.
being with her.
All right, so Emily.
Yeah.
Does she have your phone number?
Yeah, she does.
And has she called you since this interlude you had with her?
No, I talked to her this afternoon. She said she'd call me later, and I was wondering, you know.
All right, she's kind of blowing you off.
Yeah. Let me just plant a seed with you. I just think this is part of an addictive process for you. Did you have an alcoholic parent or grandparent or something?
My dad is currently in AA, yeah.
All right. So
where's my birth?
That means that I'm at least 50% correct, because the probability of you inheriting that gene is about 50%. And as someone that deals with lots and lots of addicts, I can tell you you're manifesting behaviors that are real typical of that biological subgroup. Mm-hmm. And so pay attention, that it all seems like fun now and thrill, but this is part of an evolution of something. And just pay attention to the consequences of your behaviors.
You know, I don't care what Drew says, but I was thinking about her having a period.
The other one, yeah.
The other one having a period and engaging in the threesome, and that's a gamer.
She is. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's bold. Brash.
Not since Archie Manning played the entire 74 season with a forearm cast as a quarterback for the New Orleans Saints have I seen this kind of intestinal fortitude. Yeah. I mean, this kind of girl, you want watching your back. Like, well, I'm on the rag, but I guess I could go down on you while I stroked him off. Let me just clip the string sure. So no one gets caught up, and let's rock.
What's made this crunchy great?
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
No. I was with a group of guys, and they said that, they ate a bunch of strawberries and stuff, and their chick said...
I think this guy's on staff at The Simpsons.
You know what? This guy, this is like one of those guys...
He's a radio
goes,
guy.
Like
it's radio.
It's half the guys call a show, which is they go, their brain says, I got something to say. And their jaw's like, no, screw you. I'm tired. I'm tired from all that tobacco we've been chewing. Well, I'm saying it. And the brain's like, well, listen, I'm going to go past the jaw. Lips, are you in? And the lips are like, yeah, I'm game. And the jaw's like, I'm sitting this one out. So the lips end up moving, but the jaw won't move. Like
tongue barely moves.
And the tongue's like,
I'm halfway.
Listen, if you need some difficult on if you got like a four-syllable word, I may step in at the end. All right. Anyways, what's happening? You stoned?
No, I'm tired.
Yeah. Tired of being stoned? No. What's up?
No, I was just wondering if
so your buddies were eating a bunch of strawberries, yeah.
Yeah.
And?
My cum would taste like that.
Would taste like strawberries?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Adam, what do you think?
Yep, there'd be no difference.
And in fact...
If you beat off into a spoon and put some strawberry preserves into a spoon, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
And how about and to follow that logic, therefore, anything else that came out of his body must taste like strawberries.
Or poo. Anything you ingest. That's what you
see. Yeah, what you ingest comes out tasting like that, like poo. Your poo will taste like marshmallows if you eat marshmallows.
Certainly.
Of course. Steak. No. These guys are like, really?
Yeah.
No, hey. It won't do a damn thing.
No?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's all bad.
That's cool. Wait a minute.
That's cool.
How many strawberries did you eat?
Probably a whole 2 packs. Two cases.
Oh, well, 2 packs. That's different.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a multi-pack strawberry session you had. Okay, is this you and your male buddies?
No, chicks.
Well, there's some ladies involved. All right.
True.
No,
they were
sitting around talking about it and stuff. And
they wanted answers.
Yeah.
So sure. you did it.
So instead of getting them to find out, you called a radio show.
No, he did a controlled experiment.
Well, y'all
sure.
know more than all of us kids do. So.
Did you get a grant to do this?
No.
No.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's take some guesses. This I rarely say this, but too stupid for junior college. I'm not even going to go to junior college, and that's not easy to do. Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Driving something.
Roofing. Roofing.
What?
What do you do for a
Oh, I'm landscaping.
Landscape.
That's good.
I was up top, and I should have been down below.
Wow.
All right. In landscaping, and by the way, landscaping is pretty much digging ditches and rolling boulders, right,
no,
Tommy?
I'm setting up jobs.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
Beside the freeway kind of thing?
No, I just go to houses and set up jobs. If they need their landscape done, we do it.
Do you have competitive rates?
Huh?
Huh?
All right there, Tommy. Good times. You got to start thinking about politics, my friend.
Politics.
Tommy's great because Tommy
answers everything.
Whatever the last word you say is, whatever word, if you punch a word, he'll repeat it.
Yeah. It's like the Miracles with Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you go like, I'm going to go down to the car wash and get myself my car wax, he would just say, car wash.
Car wash, yeah.
Anything you punch, he'll punch right back.
With a question mark at the end of it.
Right.
It's a question mark. Yeah.
Right. It's really how an alien would communicate if he was on the planet and trying to assimilate.
Sure.
Just pick the word they hit and punch it back right to them. All right. Let's take ourselves a break. Drew, who is this we're going to talk to when we come back? Someone who likes spanking, right?
There you go.
All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Tim Long and Matt Selman are both here from The Simpsons, both veteran writers with multiple Emmys. And since we're all huge fans of The Simpsons, and I mean all of us here at Love Line, we thought it'd be cool to have him in on the show, and we weren't disappointed. Now, where were we, Drew? Were we talking about something?
No, my testicles got ants on it.
Yeah.
We're so funny.
Homer working blue. Kathy? Kathy?
Yes?
There we are.
Oh, you know what? I thought of a question that's more interesting to me.
Oh, my goodness.
At least than Kathy's
hold
problem,
on, Kathy. Hold on.
I'm looking around the room. Obviously, there's a lot of smart guys in this room. And then I notice everyone's wearing glasses but me.
Mm.
And then, you know, there's that sort of cliche, the Poindexter guy with the glasses. But what's up with smart guys? They seem to wear glasses. Like, you know, you show me a creative, interesting, intelligent guy, I'll show you guys sporting glasses. Now, is it that they just got a sort of weaker physical hand dealt to them and a stronger mental hand? Or is it there's a lot of guys who are just sort of poor and stupid and don't know that they have astigmatism or 2500 view? Let's see. Jews wear glasses, True wrote. So I believe that's probably more for protection than it is for actual eyesight. Like their mom's been bugging them to put on safety goggles when they make a ham sandwich or something. Or I shouldn't say ham, a peanut butter sandwich. Like after mom's just complaining for too long, they finally just put glasses on. Now, Drew, what is that?
I don't know. I no one's ever correlated. That's an interesting question.
But it's
from an evolutionary perspective, it doesn't make sense, does
it? It's an accepted sort of popular myth
in the brush when we were evolving, the people that lost their eyesight had to rely upon the wiles of their brain to get by, to survive.
Interesting. Interesting.
I think it's like smart guys who couldn't get laid, so they spent a lot of time squinting at porno.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So that's the acquired version of this. Sure. But the actual genetic mechanism, I think, is they had to sit and figure out ways to capture those animals as opposed to using their vision to hunt them.
And to hide the porno.
And to hide the porno from their mom, yeah.
Yeah, but in the more modern cultures, I mean, the more generations probably stress from the looking at the lightsaber and the, and the tasers and things
and the
like that.
Screens,
computer screens.
Be fair.
Endless hours of masturbating in front of the computer screen. Yeah, and also, I mean, there is an element where, okay, you're a smarter guy, so you do go to the optometrist if you're having
a
problem.
No,
there's elements of that.
Because the school sends you these. I mean, that gets picked up.
Yeah, but here's the point. There are people that need glasses, and there are people that don't need glasses, and then there's a little bit of an in-between overlap of could probably use some, but we're 5 years off.
Yeah, but those are the ones with the moms and dads that are all over them. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then there are the ones also encouraging them in education and et cetera, et cetera.
Give me those glasses so I can make my point more clearly. So I just want glasses because, or either that, or I got to start smoking a pipe. Yeah, I want to whip them off sideways when I get bad news. Like it's like somebody says the dam's burst or the Sheila's fallen in the well or something, and I just rip them off of my head, you know, and pull them sideways, and then I chew on them when I'm thinking. That's my thinking mode.
It's a nice move, yeah.
Katie, wait a minute. I want to talk to Katie. I want to
Katie
talk to Kathy. All right, Katie?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing. I was just wondering, I've had some guys do me at the butt quite a few times. And my friends all
slow down. Wait a minute.
Quite a few guys.
Make sure. Where'd she go to finishing school?
I bet these guys weren't wearing glasses, though, were they?
No, they were not.
Unless.
But when you're 32, they will be.
That's right. That's when the smart guys get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways.
How many guys are we talking about?
Four.
You're 16.
Yeah.
All right.
How old were you when this all started?
It started happening since last summer.
And this is something you like?
I've gotten used to.
Gotten used to.
Sure. You adjust.
Yeah. So, and why would
your
you...
Your anus is real. It's like a mitt. You break it in.
Why would you let the car rest out overnight? Kind of thing, right?
Right. Right.
Roll the car over. Why would you choose to do this if it's not something that you like?
The guys. It's just kind of like their thing, you know? So I just...
Are they your boyfriends?
No. One of them was.
Are you worried about getting an STD?
No. They wear condoms.
All right. And, yeah.
And anyway,
the Heritage Foundation could hear this.
Anyway, what?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
My friends are all making fun of me saying that makes your butt, like, really saggy after a while. Is that true?
What do you mean by your butt?
Like, you know, your cheeks and stuff.
Yeah.
People are sort of, it's interesting, they can't even process what part of the body we're even talking about.
Yeah, anybody you see with an unattractive ass is the recipient of multiple cornholes. Especially when you start talking about older people. We've seen those women.
Sure.
Shouldn't be wearing those ski pants. That's pretty much what it's saying.
There's nothing that happens to the leg muscle, the gluteus,
mm-hmm.
right? That's not related to the rectum.
I would argue that probably helps that area in terms of shape.
Really?
Yeah, or running.
Well, you're getting a pretty good workout. Yeah.
You know, somebody comes at you.
Right.
A workout's a good way to put it.
And Katie, yes, you can damage that area and you can hurt yourself, but it's much more of a visceral problem. Like you can rupture and need surgery and
Katie's worried about the cosmetic.
I know the cosmetic piece, obviously, is what you're concerned with, but that's nothing. But the spiritual piece concerns me.
Yeah.
The baby Jesus is crying, I think, Adam, as you'd say.
Right.
Does it go in the butt?
Yeah, Homer. So, Katie.
Yeah.
So maybe you should focus on doing what you want to do, and
or getting a relationship going, as opposed to.
I do what I want to do a lot. Actually, it's just like there's just been a few boys that actually like it that way better.
Right.
Is she having sex the conventional way?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I wish
you,
I.
You mean
could...
you mean in the mouth?
Right. I wish I could have gotten to that point. From a confidence standpoint, where I just announced that, hey, this is my thing. Like when I was in high school, it's like, bad news. I know pecs on the cheek are your thing. See, here's the problem. Your thing is surf and turf and a pec on the cheek. My thing is a Pop-Tart and some cornholing. So... We got a problem here, Missy.
16, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's I can tell you just from my own instincts dealing with people over the years, that's not addiction, but it is something. And I want to ask her a follow-up question. Katie, piercings?
No.
Nope. Do you want piercings?
Yes.
Yeah. This is physical abuse.
Oh, please. Physical abuse?
No.
Yes. Come on.
No, I have a really good family, actually.
No one ever hit you?
No.
Ever?
No. I mean, like, my brother and I used to fight when we were little, but that was...
Aha. Uh-huh. Nothing, huh? Never
I've
been.
Probably abused him a few times, like slamming his fingers in car doors and stuff.
Yeah,
on purpose.
No.
Okay, where's your dad? Is he around?
Yeah, he's always around.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's really funny. He's a good guy.
Why do you shame him this way then?
They don't. You know what? He almost caught me once too.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Yeah.
That would kill him.
Yeah,
that's gotta be.
That's funny.
He knows it goes on, and he like talked to me about it one time in the car, and it was really embarrassing.
But he doesn't know the back door goes on, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
What?
He thinks you're fooling around, playing spin the bottle, getting to third base.
No. He heard a phone conversation one time with me and my friend, and he heard us talking about it. And so
about anal sex?
Yeah.
Wow. Drew, all right.
I'm the coordinator.
This is why.
This man, I feel bad for this man.
I tell Drew has a 10-year-old daughter. I say, this is why you have to keep the cyanide capsule.
I must have it.
Soon as she has her 13th birthday, you just take that thing and you just tuck it in there.
Wow.
You just tuck it and you walk around. And then one day,
you're
you
on
know,
the phone and you hear
8 years later,
about...
you pick up the phone, sure. You hear, cornhole, and you just, you don't question, you don't do anything, you just chomp down.
Oh,
you just bite and you drop right there.
That'd be such a comforting notion to have that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Well, I think she's an enchanting lady.
She is enchanting, right. I must admit.
Hope to make her my wife someday.
Maybe she does a lot of great extracurricular activities at school.
Chess club. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. I'm not done with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. So I'm intrigued because she's not fitting anything yet. Katie?
What do piercings have to do with abuse, though?
Well, people that have been physically abused have a very strong impulse to pierce their bodies.
Really?
And to tattoo and stuff. It's just probably an impulse that results in a need to take control over doing things to your body that other people have done to you in the past.
So is it just like physical abuse or like...
Sexual abuse does that too, but physical abuse is sort of the standard. So if you don't have a different, you know, you don't have the usual profile of sexual abuse. Were you sexually abused?
No, never.
Wow.
Because on one hand, she sounds like she's 32.
Yes.
You sound very mature.
Well, no, she sounds pretty put together.
You sound very mature. You don't get any bad feelings from her. You know, so not you don't get the sexual abuse stuff. But there's something.
I don't get along with my mom. Does that have anything to do with it?
And she never smacked you around or anything?
She's grabbed my arms a few times, like, and left hand marks.
But listen, she's 16. And,
yeah.
But she's got some. Those aren't 16. Those are cornhole years. You know what I mean?
Prime.
Yeah,
they call those
1.73 years for every one.
That's a series on ABC
year.
This fall.
The cornhole years. Yeah, it's true. Right. You end up sounding like a nurse from Korea.
Yes,
right. I mean, you're older.
Like. Yeah,
you've been around.
She's older.
All right,
we'll be right back.
Tim Long, Matt Selman here tonight. Writers from The Simpsons. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sunday night, Good Charlotte is coming in here. So it'll be good to see the Good Charlotte boys. They are boys, right, Drew?
Yeah, I was just thinking one of the guys from Linkin Park is sick.
Oh, yeah. What's he got?
I couldn't quite get the story. It's always very shrouded. You always think
drugs, right?
No, because we know those guys pretty
well.
Yeah,
they don't seem like drugs.
No, I don't.
No. All right, so it's the lead singer, I think, right? All right.
It'd be like losing Hendrix.
Yeah, it'd be the day the music died.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, well, when they say dehydrated,
yeah, that's BS. That is BS. But I think this is BS. Trying to cover the real story. I mean, they just don't want to be bothered with his medical problems.
Right. All right.
It's nobody's business.
Yeah.
Tim Long and Matt Selman are here tonight, both seasoned writers for not only The Simpsons, but any funny show you've ever seen on TV or any funny thought you've had, these guys have been responsible for it. And
you guys have a favorite character?
Yeah. Who do you like writing for?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I have an affinity for Milhouse. I've written a lot of Milhouse lines.
Yeah, Milhouse is
and
awesome.
And lived the life as well.
Yeah, well, you know, I earned them.
You know, the thing that's so great about The Simpsons is obviously the main characters work, but all the ancillary characters are awesome, too. I mean...
What's the guy's name in the 7-Eleven?
Abu.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's Apu, right?
Yeah, it's Apu.
Apu is great.
He's got, I mean, he's funny sometimes.
Milhouse.
It's all thrown out.
Milhouse is great. And just all the, what the hell is the bully's name? And Jimbo. And
Dolphin Kearney.
Ralphie's great.
Nelson.
Kearney's great. Nelson. Nelson is awesome.
Which one is Nelson?
Nelson's like the head bully.
Oh, yeah, Nelson.
That's him.
It's all about the comic book guys.
Yeah, the comic book guys.
The store owner, yeah.
Disco Stew, always a favorite.
Disco Stew is great.
Disco Stew is terrible.
The Disco Stew is sort of, he's sort of bad, good bad or something. I can't figure it out.
Duffman. There's sort of a Disco Stew.
Duffman is good.
Yeah. But I do like the comic book guy.
Yes.
He's perfect. He's got the ponytail.
Yes.
He's sort of morbidly obese, but he wears athletic clothing.
He's articulating a real person that you don't really think about as you walk through life. But everyone knows that guy.
But he's the guy with the gut that hangs out underneath the T-shirt, and he thought if he just could buy it a size bigger, he might be able to pass himself off as husky. Why is he doing this? All right, let's talk to Greg, who's on line 5. Greg?
Hey, go turn down my radio. Sorry.
You're 29. All right.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I love The Simpsons. I've been watching them since the first seasons. And I used to actually watch them for like 24 hours at a time.
That's the way they're built.
We had them taped on video. But anyway, I was wondering, I had a question. Of all places, why did you pick Springfield? And what state is Springfield? The Springfield you're picturing?
Tim made that decision, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like 7, and I just sort of made the call, and it's been sort of that ever since. I don't know. I think that when Matt Groening invented the show back in the day, I think
every state has a Springfield.
Yeah, I think
every state probably has 3 Springfields.
Right. Well, that's the thing that I think's great is how it's always blocked when they're showing a map. And
well, if
yeah, that's great. All right.
If you will reveal the answers to all the clues we've been lying in every episode on the final episode, so try to find those clues. And they'll add up in the last show. There's the answer.
$1 million then, huh?
That's right, Greg. All right, is that it?
Well, I can talk about, you know, I made a...
What's your favorite episode?
I can't give a favorite. That's unfair.
Flaming Mo.
Well, I like the Stonecutters.
Oh, yeah.
Homer trips when he enters the chili contest and, you know, the big spoon. I made this out of another...
How about the one where he's a truck driver where he has the meat eating contest?
Mr. Plow. And then he has
Mr. Plow is strong, too.
The truck that drives for it by itself.
Yeah. Oh, Truckosaurus is a strong one, too, by the way. Speaking of trucks, Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Murdoch. Daredevil.
The Singing Jockeys episode.
Yeah.
I have another question.
What's your next one?
Of the Simpsons family, can you think of which Simpson hasn't tripped? Because I know Homer did on the Chili Pepper.
Oh, you mean which one hasn't had like an acid trip?
Well, or some kind, yeah.
Yeah, like Lisa tripped out at Duff Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
She drank some of that water on the water ride and had a weird flashback.
Bart had the super sugary squishy.
Yeah.
Right, and he had a night on the town.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also took a Ritalin and got Ritalin.
And, yeah, and, one of my favorite ones, but I don't know if she tripped Marge on Rancho Relaxo. Remember that one? She had to get away. She spun out. She stopped her car in the middle of the bridge. Arnie Pine, the sky, was hanging over in his helicopter giving the traffic report, and she went away to Rancho Relaxo to unwind, and Homer lost, not Lisa, but Maggie. Barney came over to help out.
Oh, yeah, come on, Maggie, guys. Maggie gets attached to Barney. Barney gets attached to Maggie.
No, that wasn't it.
There's another one where that happens.
I'm not really a fan of the show, so I'm just going to have to take
it. Mo and Maggie became friends recently.
Mo, that's right, Mo and Maggie.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Actually, I had like a couple questions. I met this girl at a club. And I never went down on a girl, and what better, you know, chance to do it
than with a stranger, of course.
Yeah, right. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had girlfriends in the past, but I was kind of shy to bring it up. And so this happened, and we went back to her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
What's this have to do with The Simpsons?
This
follow along here for the episode.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead.
All right. And then I went down on her, and the next day I had, like, you know, sore throat and everything. I thought I got, like, herpes in my mouth or something, you know?
You can get that.
Okay, and...
But that usually gets all over your tongue and stuff. Could you see sores, like little canker sores everywhere?
It was more in my throat. So I I found out that I had tonsillitis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do a culture?
No, you just... pretty much looked at my throat and said, yeah, you have tonsillitis.
Well, that just means inflammation of the tonsils. Did you tell them you'd had an unprotected sexual contact?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because you can get gonorrhea and chlamydia in that area that looks like tonsillitis.
What, a girl that met a guy that evening at a disco and then let him go down on her wouldn't be the kind of girl that would harbor any of these
this would be the first time that had happened. This would be it. They'd write about
it. It was my first time going down on a girl.
Yeah, right.
I understand that, but this is a common thing.
After a long night of dancing, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was kind of faded, too, so.
Yeah, but did she hit the shower before that, or you just peel those leather pants off her and get busy?
Yeah, pretty much peeled them off and got busy.
What did they treat you with?
He just gave me some antibiotics.
What antibiotics did they give you?
I don't know.
Was it when you took 2 pills, then one every day after that for a couple days?
Yeah, it just went away.
Zithromax.
All right.
Okay, and that actually does treat chlamydia, so you'll never know.
Well, so what's up? Did you get her phone number?
No, I didn't meet her. I mean, it was in a different country.
Well, of course, this was a great opportunity for you because no one's ever contracted anything. Was it Thailand?
Yeah, where was it?
It was in Thailand.
Oh.
It was?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't a Thai girl.
That's right.
Yeah, so it was like more like an American.
She was from Mozambique.
Goes right past. No remark.
How about the fact that Drew, and I don't know how many countries there are, but there got to be at least three. No, you idiot. There's like 19 to 20 countries. How about the fact that Drew picked out the one country you were in?
That's really luck, I guess.
Good luck.
I mean, if it was a tiger, I'm sure it would have had more than just tonsillitis, eh?
I know, but we're still skipping past the part where Drew picked the country you were in.
I could have said France.
All right, listen, you jackass. I'm tired of not getting props on this show, Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this all the time.
Tell them about the batting cage thing.
We were talking to some girls. She was talking about what a loser boyfriend she had. And I said, well, look, he can keep his job at the batting cage, and you can move on and start dating a college guy. Yeah. As it turned out, he did work at a batting cage.
But she didn't even stop, as he said. She goes, yeah, right. And so he's this and that. And
that's amazing.
About 5 minutes later, Adam goes, well, what does he do? And she goes, oh, he works at the batting cage.
Yes.
Wow.
She didn't even stop long enough. Now, I know that, you know, fully 50% of males under 25 are employed work at batting cages. So I guess I had a 50-50 chance of getting it. But, yeah, people are very they're not impressed, at least, or either we think we're more impressive than we are, or that maybe they're right, Drew.
We're less impressive than we are.
That's right.
But there's a reason I picked Thailand, though, not just for guessing, but because that is a hotbed of sexually transmitted diseases, and it's not just the Thai people that carry them there. So the probability that this was really something, Michael, is quite high. And, in fact, there are resistant gonorrheas from that area. And if this thing comes back, you got to go back immediately. The azithromycin you took would probably not quite cover the gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And it will come back, maybe.
They have, like, German sex tours there, don't they?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's slick.
I was sitting around watching. You know, I like to sit around and drink and get mad at other countries when I watch the History Channel. What's up with everything in this country that's bad got brought over on a boat about 150 years ago, including most of people? But what I mean is like, we didn't have rats, we didn't have roaches, we didn't have any of these good diseases. Everything made its way over on a cargo ship at one point or another. I mean, didn't we have anything bad?
Wouldn't have had alcoholism. The indigenous people wouldn't have developed that.
Really? What?
They had no alcohol.
Well, okay, but you figure someone's going to invent that, but no one's going to invent a rat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we exported a couple of hydrogen bombs. I mean, that's about it. But other than that, what's the crap that we do to other countries that we don't do intentionally? You know what I mean? Like, we destroy other countries intentionally, but I wonder what we've introduced into other continents, other countries that they didn't have that screwed them up royally. You know what I'm saying? Has anyone got a good one?
Britney Spears.
It sounds
Britney
like Spears? A great setup for something funny.
It sounds like something funny should happen here. Yeah.
It sounds like it. I mean, that's why.
All right.
Well, I'm Canadian, so Canadian. I'm a loyal, I'm a happy immigrant to this country. So there's nothing wrong here.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Canadians all think America sucks.
Not me. I voted with my feet.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
John?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question. What are the consequences of backdoor accident?
Backdoor what?
Backdoor accident. I've had anal with my girlfriend 3 times in like 5 months. And I just,
what are the
consequences? What can happen to her?
To her. Well, if you have any sexually transmitted disease to offer, that's a great way to transmit it. You can cause incontinence, and as she gets older, that's an area that already sort of stops working. As you
really?
Get a lot older.
Why? How do you cause incontinence?
You're stretching
scarring?
The muscles and scarring. You can cause stricture, you can cause fissures, abscesses,
but,
tearing.
Wait a minute. Every duke I let is wider than my penis, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Not everyone's penis is the size of a number 2 pencil.
Oh.
And so, you see, some people might get harmed by it.
Since when did a Sharpie become a number 2 pencil all of a sudden?
Sorry.
Would it not be a good thing to do then? Or?
No, you know, it's fine.
Just be careful.
Sure.
What about just putting in a preventative drawstring?
Yeah,
let's talk about prolapsing for a moment.
Yes. Rectum can prolapse. That's a
rectal
nice topic.
Prolapse.
Adam's never really. I try to shield Adam from some of these topics. But
how does that work?
Your rectum falls out of your ass.
Mine does or one does?
One's does. Put that on a loop. I'm sure it'll go there.
All right.
Yeah, and it's a lovely and very comfortable thing when that happens. And as you get older, we're all kind of prone to that kind of stuff. And if you've been working that area, you could certainly...
Does that look like someone took a beanbag and then punched their fist into the middle of it?
You know what it looks like? You know those sort of those tubes that have like fluid in them? They're made out of plastic and they kind of... I don't know how to describe it. They roll, they invaginate, you know, they sort of...
Huh? Invaginate? What are you talking
about?
This is getting me hot.
I'm talking about? Anderson knows. How would you describe that, Anderson? They're
like worms that turn inside out with water inside.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When that's what it looks like as it pops out.
Right.
If you just have that fall out of your hand, that's what it looks
and
like.
And what do you do with it?
You have to have surgery, oftentimes.
Push it back up in
you
there?
You push it back in, and sometimes you have to tack it back in with surgery.
Nice.
It's very, very nice. All sometimes right. They can incarcerate and die, and it's very lovely.
Tim is addicted to rectal prolapse porn.
Really?
What?
It's the only
I've
thing
heard
that,
that.
Will
that's
him.
My secret shame.
Not anymore.
That's it for him.
Patrick?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 19? No, you're 15.
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
I'm a big fan of The Simpsons, and I just really like how you guys poke fun at Fox Network, even though they, you know, pay your bills over there.
You mean the Boneheads?
Yeah, the Boneheads. I hate them.
That always is. It always is nice to.
Why do you hate them?
Have you been pitching shows?
No, they're just like conservative assholes.
Wow.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
Yeah, yeah, they're very conservative over there.
But I really like how The Simpsons can say so much stuff and they don't, you know, they manage, it's not that they don't piss everyone off. I mean, they piss everyone off universally, so that's how.
Non-denominational pissing off, I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Universal piss off.
They always handle, they always do a good job on organized religion. I always enjoy those episodes, too.
I guess you could say we're an equal opportunity offender.
My favorite example is when Krusty runs for mayor, and they have the Democratic candidate, and he's like upside down, and he has like the devil horns on him.
Yeah, that was awesome. Matt didn't want to do that. We had to talk him into it.
Really?
Yeah, Matt hated that idea.
That was great.
This Matt or Matt Groening?
This guy.
Oh. Hey, who cares what he thinks? Patrick?
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I don't know.
Don't say comedy writer.
I wasn't thinking. I want to play guitar in a band.
All right. That's a good 15-year-old aspiration.
There you go.
Got to meet Les Paul.
All right. Good times.
All right.
let's talk to Joe, who's 15. Joe?
Yeah.
What's up?
I masturbate a lot, and I was wondering when it becomes unhealthy. I do it on average about 4 or 5 times a day.
Wow. Sac prolapse, I think, is when it's gone south. When you actually spit your sac out of your urethra.
Is that possible?
It's happened to me. I don't know if it's possible, but I've done it. They said it couldn't be done, but I turned them all into liars now, didn't I? How many times are you good for a day there, Joe?
On average, 4 or 5, but, like, you know, some days it's more than others.
That's not a lot, is it?
Mm. That seems light.
Mm. Yeah,
for
sure.
15-year-old?
It's a lot.
That was like second period for me. It was like home run.
Are you able to function okay? Is there...
Yeah.
Do your homework and have relationships?
Time, like, there's any, like, soreness or anything. It's like, when I do it a lot, like, my record is 26.
And 26? A day?
Yeah.
That's a 24-hour period.
Yeah, well,
it's not that.
What comes out after? What? Dust? Sand?
How many times have you done it since this call started?
11.
None.
Really?
Powder,
26. Like,
your soul.
I'm picturing his hand, like, you know, Bob Dole has that gimp hand, and there's like a pen stuffed in it. Like, I'm picturing him with just a box of Kleenex stuffed into the gimp hand, like the 26 hand. Just like, wouldn't you lose feeling in your fingers at a certain point?
Yeah,
I bet you he's smooth down there.
26 is
a fine point.
Doesn't all that masturbating get in the way of your many girlfriends?
Yeah. What about all the ladies?
I mean,
not when I'm like homesick from school or something.
Are you doing pornography? Are you studying, watching on the web, that kind of thing?
Yeah, sometimes. Not.
What do you mostly do when you're masturbating? What do you look at?
What I would look at?
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at porn. Sometimes I don't. It just depends where I am at the time and stuff.
All right.
I can see his mom though. Like when he's homesick, like anybody is good enough to beat off. Into the mid-20s is good enough to go to school.
His mom needs to carry that cyanide cap.
Adam?
Yeah.
My friend, he's on the line. He's wondering if he could talk to you.
No. unless it's about beating off.
I'm not done with
actually,
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, if this are you going to say this is a bogus call?
No.
Okay. Were you sexually abused when you were growing up?
No.
Is there addiction in your family anywhere?
Well, alcohol and gambling, but not.
Okay. Is there bipolarity?
Bipolar. No.
Manic depression?
No, not at all.
The gambling alcoholic dad has never been called manic depressive.
Well, no. Well, my uncle's had it, but he hasn't been depressed or anything.
Who gambles in your family?
Well, it kind of just like it's been passed down from most generations and stuff.
So, all right. Tradition of the family.
But you gamble every time you beat off without lube. Every time. That's my PSA I'd like to cut.
Sure.
Sure.
But, Joe,
the first lady has a message about that.
Did you say your uncle is manic depressive?
No, he just used to have a gambling addiction.
All right. What tribe are you from? You American Indian?
I am tribe of Italy.
No, really? Paisan with the beating and the gambling. All right, that's romantic then. If it was American Indian, it'd be sad. But this is romantic. My little American Indian then. Turns Japanese at a certain point. That's where it went Japanese at the end.
But, Joe, this could be a compulsive issue. I mean, yes, it may be his biology, but it's getting a little bit in the compulsive range.
26 times, Drew. Yeah. That's
and,
not compulsive.
Yes, yeah. And it could also be an addiction. It could either be part of a general addiction that's just being expressed through sex. Now, you were not sexually abused, so that's not usually... That usually is there if somebody's going to be a sexual addict, but...
I understand. That's 26 times on a military clock. That's 24 hours. That's sure. not, you know, I got up at 8 and I went to bed at 10 o'clock that night and beat off 26 times. That's a full 24
hour.
Hours.
Yeah,
it's a military clock. All right?
Mm.
It's no big deal.
But, Joe, it is concerning.
All right.
We got a break.
It's funny, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk to one more guy before we got a lady here. Let's talk to Cindy, who's 19. Cindy?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I've been going out with this guy for about 4 months, and almost every time we see each other, we always argue about stupid things. And one night, I went to a bar without him. I went with my friends, and, like, I took some guy to his truck. I drove him, and then I didn't tell my boyfriend about it the next day or anything. And then, like, a week later, my boyfriend confronts me about it. He says that his friend saw me at the bar and followed me and that guy to his truck.
Yeah.
And he thought that, like, I cheated on him and had sex with a guy and kissed him.
Why did you walk the guy out to the truck?
Well, no, because I was with my friends, and I was like, okay, yeah, I was kind of drinking, and I was like, yeah, you know, I have a soft heart, so I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll drive you to your truck, whatever. So
that's BS.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't sound great.
But that's not, I have a soft heart?
Well, no, I mean, I just, like, it was at the moment, I was just like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll take
it. Yeah, you were sort of interested in this guy, and you must have been interested in him in some way, even just as a person.
You must have been talking to him for some time before he didn't just come walking up to you.
I met him that night.
Yeah, it's somebody you were interested in. You didn't want to have sex with him, you didn't want to cheat, but you're interested in this guy, and you kept the conversation going out to his truck.
Okay.
Why else
would you drive a guy to his truck that you met that night at a bar?
I don't know, because he asked me. He's like, well, can you give me a ride to my car? And I was like, okay.
Where was his car?
Like, at my friend's house.
So he...
But anyways, like...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You see, we have the world's dumbest callers on this show.
Can we send this one to Lycus?
Yeah. Yeah, let me see. Cindy, can you just stay on hold here for about 14 hours? Lycus will come on the air and... tell you to get a boob job.
No.
blah, blah, blah.
Cindy, hold on. I want to talk some more about this stuff.
All right. Well, really?
That's just really? Kind of. Yeah.
Was there any abuse in your family? You see, I know how this works.
Yeah. And what happened? What about the part where she just met the guy at the bar? Except for his car was parked at a friend's house. All right, Cindy.
Yeah.
We're not saying you cheated.
I didn't. Like, I would confirm.
We're just trying to evaluate your perception of what you did as opposed to...
No, but then anyways, like, we went back to...
Whatever.
She's a bitch. Here's the problem. Cindy's kind of hot. Cindy's cute. And when 19-year-old girls are kind of hot or sort of consumed with one guy, it's no fun for them. Because it doesn't give them a chance to really get out there and have the limelight on their hotness. Mm-hmm. And what Cindy wants
she,
is
she wants to bask.
Doesn't want to have intercourse with anybody.
Bask in that glow.
She likes guys coming up, and she's tired of the same guy telling
Which
her
is
she's
all right.
hot.
That, but she needs to admit that and go ahead and live that if that's what she wants.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Cindy after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Tim Long and Matt Selman are both here. Both great writers from a great show, The Simpsons. Many Emmys between the two of them. And Drew got himself a slice of pizza.
That's
feeling good.
And I was just hearing there's some writer that needs to challenge my clinical opinions.
No, he just...
I think you should name him.
No, he wouldn't want that.
There's a Simpsons writer that has a problem with Drew?
That thinks Drew sort of always gives the advice the girl should break up with the guy, and he doesn't think that's always the right advice.
I'm tough on guys. I am.
He thinks you're too tough on guys.
It's true.
It's true, I am. We do tell people to break up more readily and sort of unrealistically than we should, probably.
No, I absolutely... That's a valid criticism.
But, you know, because we...
But I don't agree with that.
We always talk...
No,
we
I tend to go that way.
We talk to 19-year-olds who have been together since the 10th grade, and now one of them's going off to college and one of them's staying back in town, and they want to know if they can make it work. And it's like, you've had 3 years, you got to live a little.
It'll never happen. Yeah,
even if it does, you don't want it to,
right?
Because then you get married at 26 and you've been with this person for 11 years, and you've never been with anybody else, and it's sort of nagging at you your whole life.
But absolutely, we make the assumption, at least I make the assumption, that if we don't know a lot about what's going on with the guy, we just assume it's his fault. We blame it on the guy.
Well, certainly this critical writer is might be bringing a little of his own personal experience.
How dare he?
To his opinion.
And we were going to talk about funny girls and very hot girls like Cindy and how they perceive themselves and their sense of humor.
Mm. Cindy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you have a good sense of humor?
Yeah.
You do. But
how do you know?
Because I know.
So guys laugh at what you say a lot?
It's always been my experience that the hot girl thinks she's much funnier than she really is. Because dudes have been laughing at her weak-ass jokes since she was 13 years old.
Go,
Lord
girl.
Knows I've done it myself.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I've been laughing at bad jokes from hot girls since the last 20 years, and I'm sick of it.
Right. I agree. Cindy, what do you say to that?
I don't know.
You, however, are hilarious.
That is a funny answer.
That's good. Well, the other thing, too, is... You know, they're like, I like a guy's personality and sense of humor. One, personality. Two, sense of humor. Three, eyes. And then fourth, I'd say, is looks. And then they end up dating a guy who wears leather pants and a ponytail. And you can't understand what happened to their logic. Cindy?
Yeah?
All right. So let's recap and figure out your situation here. You're 19. You're hot.
Mm-hmm.
You had a boyfriend for how long?
4 months.
And you guys have been fighting a lot lately.
He's a little clingy.
Yeah, we, huh?
Is he a little clingy?
Controlling?
No. I mean, I was controlling at first, and then when I, you know, took that guy to his truck, he started asking me, you know, he lost his trust with me. He thought I cheated on him, and I didn't.
Right. So now, but let me ask this. Is your boyfriend older or your age?
He's a year older than me.
Yeah, that's bad. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're outranking him. You're a celebrity.
Numbers,
he's not doing anything.
Yeah,
but after that happened, we got back together, and then one night, my friend called me, and she was like, oh, let's go to the bar where I went last time, and he was like, oh, is that guy there that you took to his truck? I'm like, yeah, and he's like, well, let's go, because I want to confront him. I want to see if you're lying to me. So I'm like, okay, so we go to the bar, and... Like, right when we step in my car, he's like, oh, I'm going to kick his ass. I'm like, no, you're not going to. And then so we start arguing outside the bar. It gets really, really, really bad. And then eventually we get back in my car, and my friend calls me on my phone, and he's like, who is it? And I tell him, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it's the guy?
That's her friend.
No, it was just a friend that called me.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to know who it was, and I didn't tell him. And then all of a sudden, he grabs my phone, and he, like, throws it against the wall and breaks it, and then he spits in my face, and then...
Wow.
That spitting is an amazing impulse, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like a two-year-old.
It's very rude. Very rude.
But were you saying a lot of funny things during this?
Yeah, Tim still got a boner when he heard that.
Well, you know, do guys tell you you're a gifted raconteur? that you spin a marvelous story.
I wish I were her best friend so I could hear this story 50 times.
You know, it's great. It's great how universally bitter successful writers are young hot chicks.
Because you think, like, you get into show business and you think, hey, I'm going to be Axl Rose. You're going to get all these groupies and stuff. It's not going to happen.
But look at it this way. If you guys had not suffered so many humiliating defeats at the hands of attractive women in high school, you'd be pushing a broom right now.
They inspired your talent.
But where's the payoff?
Tim,
that's a good question.
We do all right.
Wait, you make good money.
Sure. Very good money.
You have a good life.
Yeah.
Big houses.
Yes, these guys.
It's a good thing.
These guys that were getting all the tail in high school, they're coming over and fixing your toilet. Right,
they're selling tires.
We got to try to help Cindy. Cindy?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, there are two ways to sort of look at this. One is that if your boyfriend can be that abusive and you stay in the relationship, there's really something wrong with you.
No, but then, like, again...
No, yes, yes.
No, wait, listen. After that happened, I chased him with my car, and he thought I was going to run him over, but I was just scaring him.
Listen.
Oh!
Well, that makes it completely different, then.
So we both did something that we shouldn't have done to
him. I understand.
But he spat on you.
Yeah, he sort of... I understand you had a role to play in all this, but let's put it at least that the two of you don't work together. That the abuse escalates and it creates a very dangerous situation. Unless both of you are going to be treated thoroughly, this is not going to be a good situation. It's going to resurface.
Oh, these things only escalate. There he goes, telling people to break up again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not good.
All right, so listen, Cindy, here's what you do.
But hang on one second. But you tell her, but also examine your own behavior here. You're really done, Cindy. Come on. You enjoy meeting these people. You enjoy your freedom. You want to see these other guys. Even if you don't want to hook up with them, you at least want to sort of enjoy the relationship and the bask in the glow of the attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's fine. You're 19. That's all right. But don't try to maintain a relationship with all that.
Especially with a jealous guy.
Who's abusive.
And I'm curious whether we should go over that part where the guy's car was parked at her friend's house, but she didn't know the guy.
I know,
she just met him at the bar. Cindy?
Yeah.
Can you explain that part?
I don't know. It was just spur of the moment. He's like, well, can you just take me to my truck? I'm like,
yeah, but why was his truck parked at your friend's house?
No. Oh, because he went to the bar with my friends, and they already had left, and then he was like, oh, well, can you take me to my truck? I'm like, okay.
All right. So he had something in mind, and
were you like that,
went along
or were you
with
all
it.
That?
All right. All right, Cindy, you're fine, but I agree. Here's the reality is you're a little bit of a pain in the ass. That's fine. You're 19. You're hot. Your boyfriend's a little bit of a pain in the ass, and together you create a colossal pain in the ass couple, and you're going to fight all the time.
Now, if your dad was abusive to you, you're going to be attracted to that and be extra careful.
And you're not funny.
Right.
She's very funny. She's really funny. Very.
Every time a guy laughs at you, he's lying. Oh, now I sound like Lycus.
Travis?
Yes.
Blah, you never spend more than $10 on a day. If you got to get a handy job. Well, I've been with all kinds of things. Yes, it's the only impression I do. I'm very good.
That's awesome.
Travis?
Yes, sir.
You're 24?
Yourself. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. No, that was Lycus doing me. Travis, you're 24. What's up?
Hey, I had a question for the Simpsons guys.
Here they are.
I heard somewhere that the Simpsons family was based on a family out of Portland, Oregon, and that Matt was from Portland. Is that true?
Yes.
Sort of.
Kinda.
I mean, there's like a Wiggum Street and a Flanders Street up there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Or like, near Portland.
His dad was named Homer, I think.
His dad was named Homer. His mom was named Marge. His sister's named something.
So the family in Portland that it's fashioned after is his family.
The Grainy,
kinda, yeah.
Family.
Yeah, so there you go.
Right.
You know, he'll, he created the show, pretty much, 100%.
Yeah. How filthy rich is he? Is he amazingly rich?
All the way.
Yeah, big stack of cash.
How often do you see him? Is he there every day?
He's around a lot. He's very funny and smart and has a lot of really good ideas for the show.
Hmm.
No, he doesn't. All right. Big fat cat. Done so much blow, it's affected his brain. Kara?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Every time we have sex, my boyfriend pretty much rolls over and says, wake me up in an hour so we can do it again, or he just sleeps.
That's very romantic.
Yeah.
That's quite a move. I like that.
Wait.
He should have a symposium on this.
He says, so he's done having sex with you. Did you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, so are you happy? Are you satisfied?
Yeah. It's
but,
just frustrating, then he just goes to sleep.
Do you know that that's sort of a natural biology for men? And I know you want to go have a picnic right afterwards, but men, the surge of hormones or chemicals that go off in their head cause them to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you write, could you get that note for him?
For your wife?
I'll call,
I'll
need that.
I'll call her.
Just write that down.
I'll call her.
I actually want to wear it like a laminate. Okay. All right, so.
But it doesn't mean it's okay for him to ignore your needs and to make you feel dismissed, because that can feel pretty awful and abandoning right after an intimate encounter.
Plus, how old is the guy? Because you're 16. He should still be very enthusiastic about sex.
He's 19.
Mm-hmm. He's 19?
Mm-hmm. So it's legal.
No, it's not.
Well, in the state of Washington,
sure.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is he really into you, or is he just sort of having a good time?
Oh, we're really committed and stuff. It's just, I don't know, every time we go to, just nighttime, he gets really sleepy or something. Sure. I don't know.
There's almost no doubt the problem is your fault.
Do you wake him up in an hour?
Sometimes, and sometimes I'm just, I'm going to go to
sleep. Oh, wow.
What the F word?
They said I couldn't say that, and she's saying it?
Jesus, where'd she go to finishing school? So
I'm trying to paint the picture of where she's calling from now. Just the way her sort of poetic use of language.
You see paneling on the ceiling,
I see
even?
Yes.
Paneling.
That's the paneling and those windows with the cantilevers.
Louvered windows?
Yes, I see that.
President's Choice brand soda.
Yeah.
Royal Crown. Kara?
Yeah.
Yeah, no more using the F word.
Sorry.
Or the S word, by the way. All right, so are you living at home?
Yeah, but my mom doesn't mind, and he sleeps over. And
no dad.
She's cool. Where's dad?
He lives in Michigan.
Of course.
I see.
Florida? Via Florida?
Yeah, usually these guys end up in Florida at some point. So he just sleeps over at your house, the 19-year-old guy?
Yeah.
And you're going to high school?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
All right, I'm going to make a wild guess here. Not a Jew. Not a Jew. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the way I worded it, it was tricky, but not Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. My boyfriend makes a lot of Jewish jokes, too.
He does. He don't like those people either, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he do?
Well, he's, in the process of getting a job and moving out of his parents'
house. Yeah, right now.
Right now he's in that process.
Not in the media,
well, actually,
I hope.
Actually, right now he's in jail, but...
This is a great situation.
Seeing that paneling. When is he getting out of the joint?
Not sure, because his court date is the 21st, but...
Again, for comedic effect, what is he in jail for?
Parole violation.
We were standing on a bridge above this major highway, and he was throwing rocks at cars.
Oh, well, wow. Of course.
And he busted this guy's window, and so he's... with a misdemeanor, but now it's a felony because he wasn't cooperating. So, yeah.
He wasn't sure. Cooperating?
He beat up the police.
Yeah, he wasn't cooperating.
I was going to say securities fraud, but I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely in white collar.
M-clone, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, the cops caught him and he didn't cooperate.
Well, he did until he got in the car, and then he didn't cooperate.
What does that mean?
He kicked the window in or something.
No, he was just they're trying to get more information out of him, and he's like, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Were you there?
Yeah.
He started screaming at the cops, right?
Do his boyfriends in prison have the problem that he just goes to sleep after sex?
All right, so when does he
Maybe
get out?
Maybe you could talk to them and see what they think.
I'm not sure, but also I was wondering if...
And hold on there, screwball. You went with him to chuck rocks at motorists?
No, I didn't chuck rocks, but he always wants to go chuck rocks at cars. And
you understand that can kill people, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, good.
I've heard about this story a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, only one will happen once. Yeah.
If you're going down a highway 55 miles an hour and a rock hits your windshield, you could easily go out of control.
Sure.
But Kara, what's wrong with you that you would even let him do this?
It's not like I can control him.
Yeah, but you have no internal compass of right or wrong.
I do. It's just kind of, we were really stoned, so.
Yeah, when you're stoned, you're supposed to be paranoid about doing these sorts of things.
See, that's the funny thing. We'll do stupider stuff when we're stoned.
All right.
We'll go out and do illegal stuff, chucking rocks at cars, because I don't do that.
It's a good example you bring up. Just the same one you were talking about. All right, Kara, listen.
Mm.
You guys need to not have kids. You understand? These are going to be super stoners in And I mean that both ways. And, I mean that in the actual quarry kind of way, the actual weed kind of way.
And here's the deal about sociopaths, is they don't care about what happens to you. And so him flipping over and falling asleep is just a symptom of him not giving a goddamn about what's up
with
you. Well,
I don't think he's a sociopath because, I mean, he does care about me, and he was trying very much to, you know,
you think
sure
he does.
The cops knew that I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but...
Oh, very, right. Very noble.
Hey, Kara?
Yeah?
All right, let me just sum this up. You know I'm a genius, right? Thank you. Your dad's a jackass. He abandoned you. You're making bad decisions with guys. Your mom's screwed up. And she's letting this go on under her nose. This guy's a bad guy.
Just think about what the path you're heading down. Just really think about it. Maybe take a different direction.
Yes. Like any direction.
Yeah, anyone other than when you're going.
Even down would actually be a better direction to go.
Yeah.
All right? All right, you're not going to listen to us, but please don't get pregnant, all right, screwball?
There you go.
All right. And listen, drop out of school and get a job. You're not doing anything, right?
Well, I am. I'm going to, you know... get out of school and go to the Air Force and stuff.
Air Force. All right. We'll get that underway quick before you do something. You get caught for a felony. You can't go in the Air Force.
Yeah. You meet a nice guy, throws rocks at planes. Nice step up. All right. Don't now. Who are you mad at? Are we mad at Kara? Are we mad at her parents?
Mad at her parents.
And what about the maker? Still didn't get the Jewish answer. I bet the guy is. We'll get back
Jewish?
To that.
Yeah.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew.
Tim
Long and Matt Selman are here tonight. Both excellent writers from an excellent show, The Simpsons.
Although they're in a bit of trouble.
Well, their boss, Al Jean, who's 42 and on line 3.
Don't believe that. He's not 42.
Hello?
Hey, it's Al.
What's happening?
Hey, Al, are we fired?
Yeah, my question is, why are you guys committing career suicide?
Hey, Al, is there any history of abuse in your family?
These guys are breaking ice.
The beautiful girls you know are funny at all? Good Lord, man.
Al, what's
With the exception of your lovely wife, of course.
What's your...
With the exception of my lovely wife.
Sure. What's your title on the show,
my
Al?
My marriage is great, by the way, guys. Our only fight is whether we listen to Love Lines or not.
What is your position on the show? What's your title?
Executive producer.
Oh, man. You could get us on that show, right?
Well, maybe.
Oh, come
doesn't
on,
sound
Al.
Very enthusiastic.
I don't think we could cover much of the content on Love Lines.
Well, you just hand us a script, and we read it as long as it wasn't written by Tim or Matt.
Trust me, that won't happen in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are real prima donnas. Is this the Al you guys were talking about during the break?
No, we didn't.
This guy's,
this is the guy, the gracious father figure that we've been looking up to for years. That's exactly the guy.
He's a father figure. He's 42. He's a young guy.
He looks younger than that, too.
Yeah.
Young-looking 42.
Oh, yeah. Don't try to kiss up now.
Deeply handsome man.
Al, let me ask you a question that I'm reading up here on the screen as long as we have you. Somebody wants to know what's happening with the rumored Simpsons movie. Is there going to be one?
Well, there's a deal that the actors have where they're going to do 3 movies if the script comes along. And several of the writers have negotiated to do a script, but it's going to be a while. Nobody wants to do a movie if it really sucks.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to take a long time to do a script because we're doing 22 shows and we want to do something better.
You mean you're not going to do The Simpsons Meet the Rugrats?
No.
With the Thornberries in Australia?
That, you know, we've already done on the show. My goal would be to do it after the series was done, but who knows when that'll be.
That makes sense.
And did Fox pick it up for however many years in advance? I mean, how does it stand?
At least 2 years, starting this fall. And the ratings are actually up this year, so I don't know. It could be 5. I stopped, you know, counting after, you know, the first 20 weeks. So it could be a long time.
Al's been there since day one.
Really?
Wow.
Well, not Tracy Ullman, but when it was a half-hour show.
Wow.
He's one of the top top one writers ever to work on the show.
Wow.
Hey. Well, that's how you become a father figure at 42.
Al, if you were listening to the show, you heard me mention some of my favorite all-time episodes. Did you write any of those?
I have to confess I got in late. We had trouble getting it at our house.
All right, I'll give you Rancho Relaxo.
I worked on it. That was written by David Stern.
Flaming Moe?
Which one?
Flaming Moe?
That was written by Rob Cohen. I did work. I was one of the producers on that one, too.
Homer.
I had to record Aerosmith for that.
Homer becomes morbidly obese.
Dan Graney wrote that one.
Oh. Lisa's Pony.
Oh, I wrote that.
Yeah.
Is he giving you that one?
Yeah, Matt gave me that one. That one sucked.
Nobody.
I hated that one. No, that one was funny. It was funny because Homer got the job at the Quickie Mart.
Right.
And
fell asleep with his head in the automatic door.
It wasn't so bad.
No, that was a great episode.
Oh, thank you.
I did that one. But not as much as Homer steals Cable.
That was a great
That's the one where we're talking about trips.
Big fight.
That's where Homer has a trip because he falls asleep driving. Right, isn't it?
In
Lisa's
dog. Yeah.
Yeah, where yeah. we're based on those old Windsor McKay cartoons.
Yes, he fell asleep driving his car. He was driving it through the clouds. Yes. It got caught up. The Mr. Moon was up there.
It's very funny.
Yeah, Al, that was a strong episode.
Oh, thank you. I feel a lot better about myself. You guys do good.
Now, we'll be characters in the show now, Adam. It's good work.
Yeah, Al, please, put us on that show. I've been kissing that show's ass for 15 years now.
Well, thanks very much. I have to say, my wife is really the one that got me into your show, Stephanie. She's a huge fan.
Oh, well, thank her.
She's listening right now.
She needs to work a little
a
bit.
A beautiful, funny woman.
Well,
very cool.
Thanks for calling, Al.
But it's too late, Tim.
Great gal.
You can't get away with that.
No, that was Selman. That was all Selman.
And we'll see you at Donick's next party.
Well, thanks. Hope
all right.
There.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What the hell time is it? Drew, one more call. Still sucks her thumb at 23. Here's a call.
Just like Maggie.
Jessica?
Yeah.
23.
Ooh.
Hi.
You have a little girl voice. Are you aware of that?
I've been told that.
Okay, we only have about 30 seconds. Were you ever molested?
Yeah.
Age 6?
Probably. The last memory I had was when I was under 8, so.
All right. So, how about a little therapy?
I'm going through it.
Okay. All right. So you can continue to suck your thumb for another 8 months, and then you got to stop. All right?
Okay.
All right. You stick with your therapy.
Just do the work. And realize the important thing is not getting into the old evocative, not to evoke all the old feelings, but to start to develop new ways of managing your feelings without relying on these old primitive mechanisms that you've been stuck with since that abuse took hold.
So is this related to PTSD? Because they diagnosed
PTSD. PTSD. Yeah. Do you have borderline personality too?
I've had people question it, but I haven't really gotten to that discussion.
Okay, all right.
So yeah. Jessica, I'll tell you, the problem is I know you were ritualistically abused for many years at a very young age, and you've been on hold for 52 minutes, but we had to kiss a little Simpson executive ass for about 10 minutes.
Hey, you guys got to do the little Simpsons. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Great, Jessica. I'm glad you're in treatment.
All right, you stay in therapy.
Okay,
All right, we're going to send you out of Windbreaker.
Okay, thanks.
All right. When I say windbreaker, I mean a guy I know farts constantly. Cousin Sal's going to actually show up at her
house, break wind,
and then come back to the studio. We'll be back.
But not the one everyone else thinks is the first baseball.
All right, that's the show, y'all. I want to thank Tim and Matt for coming in here from the Simpsons.
Hi, Renee.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, hi, Renee.
Best show on TV. I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones and coffee all week long. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the coffee and the phones. Junior producer Lauren for doing a fantabulous job. And real producer Ann for doing a great job all week. And, of course, the magic-fingered ones, the Liberace of the potentiometers, Engineer Anderson. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Your rectum falls out of your ass.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.